Starting things off today, a glimpse of U.S. foreign policy as defined by the Biden administration. A nation's foreign policy is a plan for how it intends to interact with other countries. It's tailored to the international issues of the day, and when President Joe Biden spoke at the U.S. State Department on Thursday afternoon, he began by discussing his administration's view of America's role in the world.
We must meet the new moment, accelerating global challenges, from the pandemic to the climate crisis to nuclear proliferation, challenging the will only to be solved by nations working together and in common. We can't do it alone.
Regarding Russia, President Biden said his administration agreed to extend a deal that limits the two nations' nuclear weapons. But he also said America would, quote, raise the cost on Russia if it interfered with U.S. elections, launched cyber attacks, or poisoned its own citizens. The president called China the most serious competitor to the U.S., but he also said the U.S. was ready to work with China when it's in America's interest. Regarding the recent military coup in Myanmar, the president called on the Burmese military to return to democracy and release the political prisoners it recently took. Concerning the civil war in Yemen, the president said America would end its support for an international effort to defeat the rebels who are fighting Yemen's government. And concerning immigration, the president said he'd significantly raise the limit on the number of refugees allowed into America. So a wide range of issues discussed in President Biden's speech.